big favorite once again. You know, it wasn't long ago. It was, I guess, about almost a month, I guess a month ago, but back on, what was it, August 30th, when the season got underway, when South Carolina was in Nashville to take on Vanderbilt, and we visited with the guys from collegefootballquest.com as they were in Nashville for that matchup. And well, they're back at it this weekend, and they'll be in Lincoln, Nebraska, as Wisconsin Badgers take on the Nebraska Cornhuskers this weekend. And they join us here on Fish and Stats. Joining us here on the program, it is Al Boda and also Jarrett Singer join us from collegefootballquest.com as they make their way around the country to every college football stadium. Gentlemen, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
We're doing very well. Thanks for joining us again.
It's our pleasure.
Last time we visited, you guys were in Nashville for Vanderbilt, South Carolina. Turned out to be a pretty entertaining football game. Tell us about your experience.
Experience, we would expect, you know, top 10 experience. I mean, you always hear about Nebraska being a top football program and top football experience. And they got a lot of tradition and a lot of activities going on. And, you know, we look forward to it. Expect one of the top trips out of this.
And certainly it is a football-crazed environment. I don't know if you'd say the same about Nashville, but what was your reaction, Al, to Nashville, the pregame experience, and even the game experience for one of the bigger games of Vanderbilt's history?
It was interesting. I tell you, I wouldn't want to say we expect a little bit more. I think we've probably seen a lot more. It was very well organized in terms of the tailgating beforehand. Vandyville was really nice, organized. People were very friendly, wanting to talk to us. But I will say that their tailgate scene was a little bit limited. And Jared and I, we did walk around several times to make sure we didn't miss anything. we met some interesting fans. They said, yeah, this is where the people hang out, and they tend to get to the game a little bit late. They wait for the players to walk through, I forget what it's called, their walk of, what they call it,
right,
something when they come into the stadium.
Everybody's
very
something.
Crowded then outside the stadium, but it seems like it's a late-arriving crowd for your typical SEC school.
What's your best tailgate?
It was a very good experience. It's a different kind of school than you would, it's not your, like I said, not your standard SEC school. But there definitely was a buzz around this year, and clearly unfortunate events the last couple of weeks that they're not with a winning record right now, but it was a good experience for us.
Yeah, they since that night, Vandy's become Vanderbilt that we most of the years we're accustomed to. Al Boda, our guest from collegefootballquest.com, he's on the quest. Tell our listeners again what y'all are trying to do.
Yeah, so myself and my buddy Jared, actually, it was his idea, but, we decided a bunch of years back that we're going to try and visit every Division I football stadium, or every Division I home football stadium across the country. We'll visit between 4 and 8 a year until the quest is over, which could be anywhere between 15 and 30 years. If we can make this last longer, we will, clearly. But that's the goal. We try and spread the games out. We're not at a football game every weekend, but if we're not at a game, we're probably on a couch watching the Gators.
Yeah. You guys very active on Twitter and with social media. Jarrett's back with us now, and y'all are going to Nebraska tomorrow morning, and you've never been, right?
That's right.
Nope,
we've never
been
there. So, like you mentioned Twitter and social media, where, we've got a new website or an updated website. It's collegefootballquest.com. We're both on Twitter. We plan to, as we normally do at the games on regular weekends, a little bit more than on a weekend like this. We'll tweet as much as we possibly can while we're out there, our experiences, some pictures, comments, et cetera, et cetera. But yeah, we expect to get out there tomorrow and the messaging will probably start tonight, but you'll see some heavy flow of social media activity from us for the next few days.
And what a weekend, a poignant weekend, as Nebraska says goodbye and thank you to the biggest figure in the history of Nebraska football, Tom Osborne.
Yeah, that's right. He's a big figure there, and it's very interesting. I really wasn't paying attention to what he was doing with his career, but I was kind of shocked actually, and I'm glad that we're going to be there. It seems that these kind of big events follow us around, or maybe we follow them around.
As a Gator fan, I know you remember one game with Nebraska, don't you?
Jared, he's not there.
Yeah, Jared, you remember one big game with Nebraska, don't you?
Yeah, I remember one painful game out in Tempe against the Cornhuskers. Not a good day for my Gators, but definitely a good day for the Cornhuskers.
Yeah, kind of the last good ride for Lawrence Phillips was that day, wasn't it? Or that night?
Uh,
What a career.
He kind of steamrolled our entire defense that day. I think he's still running on a couple of his plays on that game.
Yeah, but you know what that game did to Steve Spurrier is that kind of, well, he already knew it, but it really awakened him to he had to get a lot more physical on defense, and I think that's when he brought in Bob Stoops, isn't it?
Yeah, I believe that that's correct. I definitely changed the way that Spurrier managed and things that he did on the defensive side of the ball. And, you can definitely look at it as it was a springboard for what the Gators were going to do. You know, the Gators were a young program, and young programs need to go through things like that to reach the next level. And you got to lose a game or two like that in order to take the bigger leaps forward. And it was painful at the time, but you look back on it and, you know, some things work out for the best.
We talk about it all the time, and Chuck Cooperstein, the voice of the Dallas Mavericks, referenced it last year on the air with us when the Mavericks were on their way to their first championship, and he said you have to get kind of some playoff scar tissue. You have to kind of have your heart torn out a little bit, and that, you're right, that did it for the Gators. It awakened them that they had to get a lot tougher on defense, and he brought in Stoops, but the tackling that night of Tommy Frazier, one of the great college players of all time, wasn't very good. Al, tell us about where you go after this weekend. What's the next stop after Lincoln and the trip to Cornhusker Land?
Sure. Well, the next trip is going to be a midweek game. We're going to head off to Wake Forest at the end of October. I think it's the 25th. I think it's against Clemson. I'm pretty certain. But so we'll do a Thursday night game, and then the grand poobah of our quest for this season is going to end at Ole Miss on November 10th.
And we look forward to seeing you that weekend when Ole Miss plays Vanderbilt. Jared, when y'all put this together, truly, how long do you think it'll take before you've been to every college football stadium?
Well, we had it kind of thought that we would take 30 years, doing 4 a year. At the time, there were 120. We figure maybe once the kids are done with living at home, we could accelerate it a little bit. But they keep adding teams. So, you know, it keeps prolonging the, how long we think it's going to take. But, we're thinking 30 years or so. But, of course, hopefully we can accelerate it once the kids are a little bit older. There's no merger in the, of the division levels, and all of a sudden we're 250 teams.
Yeah, they do keep tacking on. Where do you live?
We live in New York, both of us.
So you're getting from New York to Lincoln. How do you do that?
We get up very early tomorrow and go through Chicago into Omaha. But we expect to get into Lincoln around 11 o'clock or so. So, we sacrifice some sleep, but we're trying to get as much time there as we possibly can.
And you said you were a little disappointed in the tailgating scene at Vanderbilt. What so far has been the best on your quest?
In terms of overall scene, I have to say Iowa was. It just was exactly when you think big time college football tailgating, with just a sea of people, a sea of RVs, people just cooking outside. Iowa so far is really the school that stands out most in my mind in terms of having exactly what you would think of. But I'm expecting to see something very, very similar this weekend as well.
I've never been to Lincoln. I think you're going to be in for a good time. I'd love to be on that quest with you. I know Wisconsin's the opponent this weekend, but have you been to Camp Randall? Have you been to Madison yet?
No, we have not been there. What we're trying to do is we're trying to strategically do the northern schools earlier in the year and the southern schools later in the year.
Where you won't freeze to death, right?
Exactly. we haven't made it to Camp Randall. It's definitely one of those ones that's high on the list and always up there. But I think we said last time, scheduling is very problematic for us, and there are a lot of times where there's not many options in terms of the flexibility. It's got to be, for me, it's got to be on a weekend where the Gators aren't playing a game I want to see, and teams have to be home, and they have to be playing an opponent we want to go see them play. So, the schedules kind of dictate where we end up to some degree. So hopefully we will get there very soon, and you know, within the next couple of years or so.
Very good. We appreciate you guys joining us, and we want you to check in with us again before that midweek game later in October, and we wish you well. And tell us again how to follow you on Twitter and your website.
Yeah, the website is collegefootballquest.com. Al, what's your Twitter handle?
Al's dropped off, Jared.
Oh, he has. I believe it's College FB Quest.
It is.
And C-O-L-L-F Ball Quest, I believe, are the two Twitter handles.
Very good. Well, be safe and enjoy the weekend, okay?
All right. Sounds good. Thanks a lot. We look forward to talking to you again.
We'll do it. Thank you very much. That's the guys after your own heart, after our own hearts, isn't it? On a quest to see, to be in every college football stadium. I think they got to speed their pace up a little bit, though. For a year times 30, I think they got to put the pedal to the metal a little more. The Ryder Cup indeed starts tomorrow morning. It was fun listening to Lauren Robertson.